Since the pandemic began, we've been hearing from families who have struggled with the abrupt switch to online learning. Some have adapted, but the reality is many kids don't have computers or internet access. David Freudberg of the Humankind Public Radio program looks at the digital homework gap and how libraries are helping to close it.
The shift to remote K-12 learning has been disruptive to families, to students, and to educators. And that's for those who have digital access. According to Pew Research Center data, about a third of low-income households with school-age children lack high-speed internet access at home. Some of these kids have mobile phones, but not computers. And that presents a problem, says Hallie Rich. She's the communications director at the Cuyahoga County Public Library outside Cleveland.
There are tasks that students have to complete. Think about yourself if you had to sit down and write a 5-page essay on the scarlet letter, having to type that out on a cell phone versus being able to sit down with a keyboard either connected to a laptop or connected to a desktop.
When the pandemic hit earlier this year and students were required to learn remotely, Sharon Tawney faced a challenge. Her low-income household in Cleveland with two sons in high school had no computer.
At first, I was figuring out how are they going to finish their schooling for this year. I was having them go to the library, but then the library's closed down, so it's like, okay. And all I had at that time was a little 8-inch tablet that did not connect to their school.
Although all 27 Cuyahoga library buildings shuttered in April for safety reasons over several months, Hallie Rich says the library system was very aware of high demand by library patrons.
So we kept the Wi-Fi on while our buildings were closed, and the signal extended out into the outdoor areas, the parking lots surrounding our branches. And from the day that our doors closed, we had people in their cars sitting in the library parking lots to access our Wi-Fi, which became essential.
Even before the pandemic, libraries throughout the country had seen patrons clustering around the building during off hours to access the internet. But for Sharon Tawney's children, trying to do schoolwork that way was impractical. A friend loaned them a desktop computer. Her younger son David is now in 12th grade at Lake Erie International High School, a public charter school. Last spring, when schools closed, David, who has autism, says the adjustment to distance learning was difficult.
I'm an early bird when it comes to school. I get up and do school in the mornings and stuff, so it was kind of hard for me because I just want to get my schooling done, but then I let my brother get on first so he could get his schooling done, so I had to change my routine, what I've been doing.
A couple of months ago, as high school was gearing up for the new academic year, parents were notified that a nonprofit called PCs for People would make refurbished computers available free to families with demonstrated need, supported by local charities. So Sharon Tawney went to her local Cuyahoga library where a pickup of the equipment was arranged.
It was two computers with a couple extra power cords in case. The only thing I had to get was a webcam. Everything else was included, the keyboards, the mouse, the Wi-Fi capability to connect to the wireless internet.
Tawny was grateful to get the computers, and now online learning and interacting remotely with teachers is routine with her boys. And she says it's made a big difference at home.
It stopped the fighting, and it actually is a lot better for them to talk to their teachers to get the help they need and me not trying to go crazy trying to figure out how to help them.
Her son David agrees.
It was kind of relief because I could talk to a teacher while my brother's talking to a teacher. And it was also a relief because it could help me move on faster without someone else needs a computer to do their stuff.
David says he's been able to make progress on his studies this year in English, algebra, and environmental science. Hallie Rich with the Cuyahoga County Public Library says students and families can schedule free online appointments where library staff offer training in how to navigate remote learning platforms like Zoom.
It's initially about getting people the physical equipment that they need to connect. They need that computer or that laptop. They need that internet connection. But even once they have both of those things at their disposal, it's the digital literacy that they need in order to make use of those materials.
And as a core service, the Cuyahoga Library, like many public libraries around the country, continues to help people develop basic skills required in the internet age. And that includes not just students, but also patrons who are newly unemployed in the coronavirus recession and who need help applying for jobs online. For Here and Now, I'm David Freudberg.